please don't take this person out. Would you politely go to hell? Get the fuck out of my way, cause it's been one of those days.
This is platinum. This is the class.
We're talking Ferris wheels.
You've got a sassy walk.
Right. Hang on.
Put a collar on for the Lord.
Was there talk of going full Phantom?
I doubt it.
I am also laughing at that.
Everybody gave Daddy what he needed. Mad at all.
Live on tape, it's the fastest hour in podcasting. This is Never Not Funny. Now, here's your host, Jimmy Pardo.
Hey, everybody, welcome into the program. A bonus episode for July of the award-winning podcast, Never Not Funny. If you're a subscriber, you get this. If you're not, you don't even know I'm talking. I guess you could probably lay money down that I'm talking any given moment of the day. I'll talk to anybody that's within a... I'll talk to myself alone in a room and entertain myself, and that is a true statement. It's the July bonus episode. We've got a lot planned. We're going to have a taste test. We may play a game of some sort, but more importantly, it's the family show again, where Zoe Belknap has rejoined us and Oliver Pardo has rejoined us. Now, Oliver's basically become a regular guest at this point, but Zoe, this is only your second time here.
Yes.
We love having you back.
Thanks.
You and Oliver got here at the same time that we did. We did one episode earlier today, and you and Oliver went. Where did you and Oliver go to kill time while your dads made a living?
Erewhon.
Erewhon, the overpriced grocery store.
Yes.
And what did you do? Why was that your the spot to hang out at?
Well, it's close to here, but also I love the Hailey Bieber smoothie. It's delicious.
You're a fan of the Hailey Bieber?
It's amazing.
What is in the Hailey Bieber? Other than depression and sadness.
Strawberry, raspberry, a little like swirl thing. And it helps your skin, apparently. And it's $20, so.
Pardon me.
Is it literally $20?
That's how much I paid.
Let me ask you a question, Zoe. Now, I know your father to be a little tight with the buck, a little stingy, yeah. As being his business partner for 19 years. I know your dad doesn't like to get you kids extra legroom on the plane. Who paid for that $20? Was that out of your pocket, or does it come out of a Belknap? What's the name of that credit card?
Oh, Greenlight.
Greenlight? Is that on your Greenlight card?
It's my mom's credit card, but it's okay. It's fine. No, she supports the Erewhon journey. She texted me and she was like, oh, they have like new breakfast burritos at Erewhon. You should try it. So like me and my mom are both on board with wasting money at Erewhon.
All right. So your mom's cool with it. It's just your old man that's tight with the buck.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also will say that Zoe knows this, but she tutors a few different kids over Zoom, and she's done this for years and gets paid for it. But because she's a minor, she can't have, I guess that you can't have a Venmo account when you're under 18. Maybe that's not true, but it seemed like the easiest way for her to get paid was for the parent of the kid getting tutored to just send the money to Elise. And then Elise just collects that money. And so then when Zoe decides to spend $20 on a smoothie, that's basically where that money's
coming out.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It all leaves.
Now, you have a Venmo, don't you, Oliver?
I do have a Venmo.
Yeah, you do.
So that is...
Okay. Well, maybe it's...
No, he doesn't. No, that's not true.
let's say
I like the system how it is. I'm okay with this.
Yeah, you don't have to do the accounting on it. You just trust that it all evens out.
Yeah.
And it probably does.
Did you have that breakfast burrito?
No, I didn't.
On your mom's recommendation?
No, I just got this overpriced energy drink and an overpriced smoothie.
So. All right, so just two liquids.
That's a lot of liquid.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of liquid.
No solid.
What is that? Now, I drink Monster drink on an occasional basis, and my wife will be angry with me. What is this energy drink from the Erewhon?
It's called Emotional Utility Beverage. It is supposed to open your brain, and it includes organic lion mane mushroom and green tea and noon tropics. It says it's supposed to bridge the gap between you and yourself. So okay. I was really sold when I heard that.
And how's it working? How's the bridge forming?
Really good. I feel more myself than ever before with my mango passion fruit emotional utility beverage.
Is it making you a little jittery? Is that factoring in?
I'll answer for her.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like that's you don't drink a lot of, well, you drink tea, I guess, but
Not energy drinks.
Yeah.
But this was the only thing under like $10 at Erewhon. This was on sale.
But you've got that unlimited bank account that you didn't draw from.
Well, I'm still trying to not waste money. I mean, I could get this for $3. It opens your brain.
Yeah, that's what you paid for a soda at the golf course.
I did pay $3 for a soda at the golf course, and it was overpriced. Oliver Pardo, you're at the other microphone. You also had one of these energy drinks.
Yeah, I did.
What flavor did you have?
I had strawberry vanilla.
And what were your thoughts on the straw van?
It tasted pretty good, but I don't drink
caffeine ever.
I rarely drink caffeine. I rarely drink caffeine. And like you can see on the thing, the can, I guess it's called. it's got like seven faces because it's like the guy like becoming more of himself. And I do very much feel like I'm like out of my body right now.
You do.
You have seven faces.
I have the seven faces of myself.
So we basically have two kids here hopped up on cocaine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That came into the show to try to play a fun parlor game with your parents. But yet you two decided to go do you guys did drugs before you came here.
You're juicing. You're like Barry Bonds.
I am like Barry Bonds. I'm the Bash Brothers. I'm both of them. And I know that because I got multiple faces. Yeah, I'm exactly. All of the Bashes.
I will tell you this, and I'm only saying this so we don't get an email. Barry Bonds was not one of the Bash Brothers.
I know, but he also juiced that.
Can you name the two Bash Brothers? If you can, I'm not kidding. I'll give you all the money in her account out of Elisa's bank.
I don't know, frickin' fuck or something like that.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Is that that's that drink talking?
I'm sorry. That's the new me. That's the myself.
You found him.
I found him. He's back.
If that's what the bridge is, let's requite this thing.
Burn that bridge.
I guess once you graduate high school, you just drop F-bombs.
I guess so, Matt.
No fucking.
I guess that's how my son talks now. The college boy. Look at the big man, big college man, with his Trump-like. Rhetoric. Clean it up.
What?
He said fuck in the news the other day.
Yeah.
Well, how dare he?
Well,
that's got to be the worst thing he's done.
Without a doubt.
I can't believe it.
Do you remember when Joe Biden said son of a bitch on camera, and it was a story for a week and a half? This guy says they don't know what the fuck they're doing, and it's like, hey, Trump swore. Okay, what else is going on?
And bro, Obama wore a tan suit, and he was like, done.
Crisis.
Yep. Yeah.
Crisis.
Dear Lord.
This guy, we know what he did.
Yeah.
The more famous of the Bash Brothers is the one I'm trying. Oh no, I got it.
Oh, it's Jose Canseco.
Yes,
that's one of them.
All right, there's one. What's the other one?
And then the other one is one of two brothers.
No, it is not, sir.
Oh, it's not. Okay, then I'm wrong.
Then
I have no idea.
Janabash.
I'll give you the initials, and you'll get it. Instantly.
Let me tell you who I thought it was. Then, just since it's not, I thought it was Jason Giambi.
It is. You know what? He eventually became
a Bash cousin.
A Bash cousin.
the original two Bash brothers.
From the A's.
From the A's.
Yeah.
Are Jose Canseco and the initials are MM. So you should be able to get
Michael McDonald.
Yep. The Doobie Brother, Michael McDonald. He was taking it to the bases.
Yeah. Taking it to the bases. You don't know me, but I'm lead off hitter.
That's fun, right?
One of you guys did a voice, and the other one just talked.
Are you showing off?
A little bit.
I have a name in mind that's MM, but I don't know if this is a baseball player or what it is.
Are you going to guess the gentleman from 8 Mile? Because it's not him.
Not Marshall Mathers? No.
Yeah. Marshall.
I was going to say Manny Machado.
No, he currently plays for the Padres. Yeah.
Okay.
Again, this was the 80s.
You know,
we're talking about baseball?
Yeah. What did you think the Bash Brothers were?
Like a group? Like a musical group?
Yeah.
They both play clarinet.
I would have also accepted video game.
Yeah. Like Super Smash Bash Brothers.
Bash Brothers.
These are baseball players from the 80s.
Okay.
They also played into the 90s.
So who's the MM?
Any guesses?
No.
He is also not, he's been kept out of the Hall of Fame.
Oh,
he's a doper.
He and Sammy Sosa went on a run for the home run. I think was that 96 or 98? When was that?
Is it a Mario?
It is not a Mario.
Mark.
It is a.
Mark McGuire.
Mark McGuire.
Of course.
He's got those forearms like Popeye.
How could I forget Mark McGuire? Yeah.
Yeah. He is banned from the Hall, as is Barry Bonds, as is Rafael Palmeiro, Sam Sosa, all the guys in the roided area.
Era.
A-Rod is, I don't know if he's eligible yet.
And I don't.
Oh, no, same deal. I don't think he's been voted in yet.
Did he get caught up in that? Did he get busted for
it? Oh, yeah.
I couldn't remember.
He did the thing where he admitted to it.
Yeah.
And so then all is forgiven.
Hmm.
apparently.
Yeah.
But if you say you didn't, like Barry Bonds, it's like, Barry, just fucking say you did it.
Yeah.
Because we all know you did.
It's also
it was the era. My opinion is they all were doing it.
Yeah.
So why are we?
And like, he still hit those home runs. Now, he wouldn't have hit as many home runs if he hadn't done it. But if everyone's doing it and you hit 71 home runs, no one else hit 71 home runs doing it.
Right.
So it's still something that he did that.
You still have to have hand-eye coordination to see that ball coming at you at 100 miles an hour and turn on it and hit it out of the park.
Yeah.
So, he's still elite. Yes, Elliot? What says the guy that knows nothing about the sport?
Well, I'm just wondering, how far are we from Sports Unlimited, where...
Someone's doing that.
Is that true? Where you're allowed to juice and...
Some billionaire is starting a league where everybody... Oh, I think it's Peter Thiel. Didn't I just read that?
Matt Jagoff?
Yeah, he's an asshole.
Yeah, he's starting something where it's like everybody's juiced and you're just going to see the limits of human...
Who leads the pack? Don Jr.? Guy's all gassed up on Erewhon smoothies.
But I do kind of like the idea of you can wear whatever, you know, aerodynamic pants you want to wear and all this kind of stuff just to do... Obviously, some...
aerodynamic pants.
No, there's a thing in like speed skating or swimming where there's...
Well, there's the suits that they had to ban, those swimsuits.
Because
Michael Phelps was wearing like a full body suit that had no resistance, like...
Well, then give them to everybody.
But, yeah, why not?
Hey, you could have got one too. What are you whining about?
Exactly.
I'm talking about you.
Yeah, I could certainly catch up with Phelps if I had a...
That's all you're missing.
If you had a swim against Michael Phelps...
I would be dead.
And let's say this. Let's say you've got to go to the end of the pool and back, to the end of the pool and back.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to do basically 4 laps.
Yeah.
How many laps do you get in before he finishes?
Well, first of all, I don't finish a lap.
Okay.
I was going to say, I guarantee he would be done before I get to the wall.
I think so, too. I think so,
100%.
Too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Zoe, do you swim? You splash around out there?
Not really. Maybe at the beach, but I don't really use our pool or anything.
You have a pool in the backyard
that
you do not use at all.
It's really cold.
It's not heated.
It is not heated, but you live in Burbank, though. It's 100 degrees. You don't find it refreshing?
Naturally heated.
I know. All my friends go in. I sit and I tan, and I do not go in.
You invite friends over for the pool.
Yeah. Mm.
They splash around while you judge them from the lounge chair.
Yeah.
And I charge them an entry fee.
You
gotta,
have to.
Got
to
get this money back somehow.
She's wasting money on smoothies.
Yeah. Something's got to balance out.
You know, I'm the opposite of you. I spend money like a jackass.
Yeah.
But if my son bought a $20 smoothie, I would bring him to the Home Depot and his face would be seeing the sander.
Oh, geez.
I run a tight ship.
I thought maybe you were going to say get up a job application or something, but no, you're going right to the belt sander.
He's already got a job. He certainly could use a second job.
Yeah, no, he could do two jobs.
Like, oh, Oliver, take a look at this. Here's $20.
Wow.
And then if it's like an action movie, you just keep fighting.
Yeah, and then I'm like, ugh.
Take it off.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys were at the Erewhon. You hung out a little bit, the two of you. You're basically the children of two friends being forced to be friends for the day. How did Zoe, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you think it went?
I'd say a 10, sure.
A 10.
We had lots of fun.
You did, Oliver?
Yeah. No, we actually
it sounds
did.
Like
we
she's being sarcastic.
No, I promise I'm not.
We had a great time. You know, it was a lot of fun.
I mean, you're a year older, right? You're going to be a senior in high school.
Yes.
You're going to be a freshman in college.
Yeah.
So while you guys have only been a year apart, really, your entire lives, the difference between senior and freshman is not as big of a deal as somehow 9 and 10 is.
Yeah.
Or, more importantly, 12 and 13. It seemed like, well, he's a teenager and I'm just a kid. But now you guys are basically your peers for the most part.
We're the same age.
No, you're a year apart.
Oh.
Yeah. But you must have friends who are a year younger than you in school, right?
Like, yes. I was friends with juniors and I was friends with seniors who are now.
And Zoe,
Zoe's
friends with kids who are going off to college, same age as Oliver. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not weird. It's not weird, guys. It's not weird.
No, it's fine.
Sounds like one of the dads thinks it's weird. And Oliver, what did you have in addition to the energy drink? Did you have a snack from Erewhon?
I got a butter croissant.
A butter croissant.
It's really good.
What does that set you back at Erewhon?
In total, $5. It was $5.
That's not bad.
It's pretty good.
That's comparable to Whole Foods, I would say.
Right? Yeah.
Here's a follow up. Which credit card paid for that?
Mine.
That a boy. You got a job.
Absolutely. The Burger Bucks.
Where we had a stop at a place before we came here, and on the walk they had what they called the Krasuki.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Which was
oh, oh, my God. I had one of those. It's so good.
Tell me more, Zoe.
They're so good.
The energy drink kicking in.
Sorry.
So what flavor krazuki did you have? Is that what it's called? It's a croissant and a cookie combined.
I thought it was a cookie croissant, but whatever you say.
I would call it a krazuki if I was given the choice.
I think it was. I think the sign said krazuki.
Yeah.
Was this a Pete's coffee, perhaps?
It is not Pete's coffee. It was a Le Pain Le Bon.
Yeah, that's where I had it.
That's where you
had
it. Oh, Le Pain Quotidien.
Yeah, I had it last summer in New York at the Le Pain Quotidien.
You had a 2024 krazuki?
Yeah.
There's one right near my sister's apartment.
What flavor? And you don't remember the flavor?
I thought there was just one. Maybe back in 2024 there was only one. And now they're advancing.
Yeah, why not? It was very successful.
Yeah.
Anyway, the photo alone looked delicious. You saw it as well, Oliver?
Yeah, no, I didn't try it. I'm not, you know, I haven't made it there yet. But I've seen them, and they're really good. They look really good.
They look good. You have desserts that, and we don't say the name of the burger joint you're working at. But again, don't give us the name of the burger, but what's the description of the top burger?
Oh, the top burger, that's our signature burger. It's a great burger.
Thank you very much. And what desserts do you have over there at the
We got cookies, we got cake pops, and we got ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
They're good.
And the
it's all very good.
The ice cream is an almond base because it's a kosher joint.
Yeah,
and it's delicious.
It's really good.
Are they making that in house, or it comes just
that is made in house?
Oh wow,
that is made in house.
I'm surprised. That's awesome.
I forgot to mention.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Sorry. I've been taken off ice cream duty because I can't do it right.
Wait, what does that mean?
Every time I try to pour it and I get the swirl. And he goes, bro, you're going to serve that to a customer? That looks like shit, bro. And I'm like, all right, sorry. And then he throws it in the trash. And then he does it. He goes, I'm so sorry, sir. It's like, it's fine. I think he would have eaten it anyway.
I don't need the swirl in a cup.
Right?
I'm good with it. However you put it in the cup, I'm good.
Is it still going to taste like ice cream? Because that's all I care
exactly.
about.
Exactly.
I did not mention it the other day, but you know, when we went there, I told you it was the best hamburger I've ever had.
Yeah.
We then were given ice cream afterwards, and it was delicious.
Oh, okay.
Almond-based vanilla.
I'm not sure I've ever had almond-based ice cream.
Oh, it's phenomenal. I chose to get the sprinkles. You might call them Jimmy's because you're from the East Coast.
Yeah.
I don't like that because it's my name, and I think it's weird to put me on an ice cream.
I actually
unless Ben and Jerry want to do it, then I'm all on it.
What I put on my ice cream is their tiny little Jimmy Pardo heads.
And
they're delicious.
I would imagine. I bring a lot to the table.
Yeah, for the Jimmy's.
Right? I got a lot of flavor.
Yeah.
It's not everybody's taste. I'm not everybody's
that's
taste.
That's sometimes an acquired taste.
We know that from emails.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of taste, I need a monster drink.
Oh, very good.
Zoe, this will give you a chance to put your headphones.
Oh yeah, Zoe, this is a good song.
You're about to hear a song.
This is Dog Julin.
Sorry, I had my eyes on the Coke thing. I didn't realize you're getting a monster.
Yeah, we're gonna go monster. Here we go. And
there's no time to question. There's no time to think. His hummingbird energy is starting to sink. His questionable sanity stands at the brink. Jimmy requires a monster drink.
Beautiful. Couldn't do it. I tried to open it right at the end of the song.
Did a okay job.
The angle was not my friend. Anyway, I'll take a little sip of that. Thank you, Dog Julin, the great Dog Julin, right out of Chicago, part of the Steve Dahl podcast, in addition to, I think, at last count, 75 bands.
Yeah. Every time I hear that, I love it so much. But I remember the first time I heard it, I expected it to do the thing that Oliver didn't hear it just now, but you've heard that song before.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
Yeah, so like, you know, it's like everything's right, is this starting to sink, you know, think, whatever. And then when it gets to the end, I expected it to do the fake out where it's like, Jimmy requires a monster. Like, that's what I thought it was going to do. And then when he actually gives you the rhyme, like the payoff,
yeah.
I was like, that's very satisfying. But I still think it every time for some reason.
I'll talk to him about it.
No, I mean, there's nothing to talk about. No. I think he made the right choice.
No, we will talk about you. We'll talk about you and this that was said out loud. Zoe, you just went and toured some colleges, I'm told?
Yes, I did.
How did that go?
It was really cool. It was a lot. It was like two colleges every day, so very much draining, but fun.
And who did you do this with?
My mother.
Just a mother-daughter trip? I don't want you to say what colleges, just like Oliver, we don't reveal where the kids are going. We've got some creepy fans. The last thing you need to be is on campus, and here comes Todd. Oh, aren't you Zoe? And then, oh, what the shit now? So you don't need that.
No, I don't.
And you're not going to understand it because you're all hyped up on energy drinks.
Yeah, not even here right now.
Right, is that your head?
Yeah, there's three of me everywhere.
Did you have fun with your mom on the trip?
Yes, I did. And because it was just us two, the two spenders, we had a lot of fun buying things.
What's the most expensive thing you bought?
Oh, I don't know. I did not check the weather before going, so I just assumed it would be hot because, like, summer. And then we got there and it was raining, so I had to buy, like, a hoodie and an umbrella. In Boston, yeah. Yes.
All right.
So I guess that. But.
All right, so you bought a hoodie?
They don't buy one expensive thing. They buy 1,000 normal price things.
Well, yeah, my mom's on the Labubu train, so a lot of Labubus. I didn't get one, though.
Now, I don't know what that means.
Really?
No, I'm a 6-year-old man, so I don't know what Labubu means.
They're like little.
Put it in 90s terms for him. That'll help.
Do you think I know 90s terms?
Yeah, it's the Beanie Baby of the current.
Oh, what the fuck? Yeah.
They're like little monster keychains, and they're like, it's great.
They're little collectible doodad guys.
I didn't get one. Don't look at me.
We all have hobbies.
I didn't get one.
I play fantasy baseball. By the way,
I don't even know if that would, like, what is, I don't, did she buy one of them? Like, maybe I'm not aware of what actually went down.
Oh, we bought clothes for them.
Okay, yeah, that's what it looks
okay,
like.
Okay,
so. It's like a Monchichi.
So you bought a little outfit for this guy?
Yeah. It has like a Gucci outfit.
What? Okay.
It wasn't Gucci brand. It just like has it on it. It was like, don't worry, it's fine. Don't worry.
All right, it's okay. What does one of these dolls cost? If I just the generic doll, a non-collectible version, or are they all collectible?
I think they're all collectible on some level,
or at least they're supposed to be.
Like pop figures, you know.
Talk about
pop
I have
figures.
No, I. Wait, I know that song. Yeah. But they're like, I think they're like $30.
What? What? Pardon?
My God, I thought you were going to say $12.99.
Well, okay,
I thought lower than that.
Well, you guys don't know. There's also LaFoufous, which are fake Labubus.
You're telling me there's fake Labubus. There's LaFoufous.
Yeah. Oh,
boy.
LaFoufous and Labubu, and then there's clothes, and there's like fake clothes.
Which one is hopping through the forest? Do we know?
That's Little Buddy LaFoufous.
Thank you.
Thank you, Oliver. Are you aware of these things?
I'm aware of them.
You don't collect these.
I don't collect.
Do you collect anything?
No.
Just stories.
Memories.
Memories.
Oliver, what's currently on your playlist? You always come in here with something that a 75-year-old housewife would listen to. What's number one on the playlist for you at the moment?
Number one on the playlist right now is It's Oh So Quiet. That old ditty. I love it.
The original or the cover?
Both.
Oh, very good.
I like the original and I like the Amanda Floral cover, but you know what I'm really liking right now is Archbishop Harold Holmes, the new Jack White song.
Oh, you like it?
It's actually really.
Oh,
good.
I thought that was the artist name.
Yeah, I thought it was too.
I didn't know there was a new Jack White. That's cool.
Yeah, it's his new album. I've listened to that song, and I think the other one's called "What's the Rumpus," and they're both good songs.
You're gonna ruin your cred of not listening to new music by talking about this.
I know, but I love that name so much.
Now, you just last week we went down to San Diego. And along with Matt Donaher, we did a show at the Mic Drop Comedy Club. Matt opened, then it was you, and then Daddy brought it home in a classy style. You did an 11.5-minute set.
Yeah.
It was dynamite. You had a great set.
I had a lot of fun. It was like the most fun maybe I've had doing it. It was wonderful.
And we were able to choose our own walk-up music. And what did you choose?
Well, I blanked. I panicked genuinely, like I've never panicked before. And you suggested Rubber Biscuit by The Chips. And I thought, I was like, you got it. That's a great suggestion.
Okay.
And that's what it is.
And how does that song go for those that people that don't know?
I can't do you.
It's from the Blues Brothers. That they do.
But that's the original. The non-Blues Brothers.
Yeah, you do the original.
Yeah.
Here's a song by The Chips.
Yeah.
That's what he says. To which at poker the other day, Mike Schmidt goes, you know what song I just learned was a cover? Rubber Biscuit. And I said, they say it right in the fucking song. The Blues Brothers literally go, here's a song by The Chips.
Also, did the Blues Brothers ever do an original song?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, they're not known for their original.
That is the biggest, that's the strongest argument.
It's like they only exist a cover class.
They're a blues cover band.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yes.
Of all the songs they did, you think that's the one that they wrote themselves?
Yeah, that's a Belushi-Aykroyd combo. Collab is the word I was looking for. Colander.
I have a
funnel.
This came up on our drive in this morning, Zoe, and we were listening to a playlist that Zoe created, and she was talking about the song, her and her friends were trying to pick a song of the summer. I don't know if you guys ever do that, like, oh, this is going to be my song of the summer.
Again, I famously said SOS by Rihanna.
Yes.
And that's a good answer.
Yes, and it was a miss.
Well, why? You mean because it wasn't the consensus?
It was not the song of the summer. I predicted it would be the song of the summer.
Oh, well, it could be your song of the summer.
It was, and I enjoyed it. And I've never liked another round of songs since. I haven't.
Really?
I don't like umbrellas.
You don't like umbrellas?
I like a sunny day.
Well, what about to keep the sun off of you?
I'm not a sunbrella. Asian housewife.
Well, anyway, so we had this conversation. She made this playlist, and it had a bunch of older songs on it. And she said, oh, this... We were thinking this could be our Song of the Summer. To me, Song of the Summer's got to be a new song. It's got to be new for the year. It's got to be in the calendar year.
I don't disagree with you, but I'm curious as to, would I know this song, this yes. older song?
Yes. Was it the Icona Pop song? Is that what we're talking about?
Oh, it was the Katy Perry song.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're sad about it. Katy Perry's just going through a breakup.
Heartbreaking.
I know.
She's a strong woman. She'll get through it.
Oh my God! Do you think she came back all just arrogant from space, and Orlando couldn't take it anymore?
It changed
her life.
Yeah. Sure.
Well, her tour flopped too. Maybe that's why they got
divorced. Poor girl. She's going through a tough time, sir, because her music isn't listenable.
It's too bad.
But yeah, what it was the one that got away?
Yeah.
You know, is that a good song? No, I don't
it's
know.
It's one of the slightly deeper cuts from Teenage Dream. I mean, that album has like 19 hits on it, but that's one of them. But
is it still the most hits on an album?
It might be.
Wow. Yeah, she beat Michael Jackson, I think.
That album is
number one
ridiculous.
Hits off of an album.
Is Fireworks on that album? Is that a song?
No.
Is that
no,
even a song?
That's the next album.
Firework,
yeah.
What about that Roar?
Wait, is that true? No, Firework is on that album.
Roar is maybe no. Roar, maybe Roar Firework is and Roar is the next one.
Yeah.
Or are they both on?
It's like Teenage Dream is on there.
If only there was a way to.
Last Friday Night.
Yeah, the one that got away. A lot of good ones. E.T.
Was that on the extended version? Yeah.
That guy ever get home?
Wide Awake.
I'm wide awake.
Yeah. It's a good one.
They came into the GQ men's party that I did the interviews for.
Who did the ETs?
Katy Perry and Russell Brand.
Oh, okay.
And they got there after I left. So I've got no story for
okay,
you.
Cool.
Thanks for sharing.
Oh, you left too soon. They finally showed up because we were waiting for them.
Yeah.
Because, it would be great if Jimmy could interview Russell Brand and Katy Perry. And we waited. And then in my head, I'm going, I got to get the fuck. I don't want to do that. That guy's a nut whack. Even back then, he was.
Excuse me?
I cleaned it up. And then, I don't know, what am I going to talk to Katy Perry about? You know, those cones?
Sure.
You know what I mean? She shoots the M80s out of those.
You talk about sharks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can show her your tattoo.
And it's on the left arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, left shark. Is that what it's a tribute to?
Yes. It has nothing to do with my son.
Yeah.
What was that before or after Oliver was born? That
oh, way after.
Ill-fated performance.
Well, he was born in 2007. And I would say that's 2011?
I have no sense of time. Yeah, it was probably after. What year was that Katy Perry Super Bowl?
Super Bowl 2015.
Okay.
Whoa.
Way after.
There you go.
Wait, 10 years ago. 10 years ago.
That's 10 years ago.
Isn't that weird?
Isn't that crazy?
That's wild, as they say, Oliver.
Yeah, wild stuff. Mm. Well, it's also crazy. We've been alive for 3 decades.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
Yeah, you have.
That's weird.
It's also crazy that I always thought this was, like, you were both born before Barack Obama was president, which, like, in Zoe's case, right before, like 2 months before. So, like, you got you were alive for the George W. Bush administration, even though you don't remember it. Which,
whoa, that's crazy.
Which is weird to think about, right?
That's crazy.
And, like, same with in my life, I was born the week before Nixon resigned. So I technically was alive for the Nixon presidency, but only for a week.
But you remember it.
He saw me coming. He was like, I got to get the fuck out of here.
Run those tapes. They record. I got to get out of this. We have a very photograph of Oliver in front of the TV where it is announcing that Barack Obama won.
Yeah.
So we have that photo. And I think we also have you in front of the Joe Biden one, right? And then we blew up the poster of you in front of the Trump announcement.
Yeah.
We have that on a canvas out in the front lawn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make that into a flag, maybe.
Yeah.
Hang
that's
it.
That's the way to go.
Fly it high.
Yeah.
Well, he technically won in 2020, too. So,
we have three flags.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine in my neighborhood if somebody flew a Trump flag. Because I don't have to imagine it.
Yeah.
You guys are in Burbank. I'm in Baldwin Hills. Yeah. Where I think if you flew a Trump flag, you're making a statement to the black community that you're an asshole.
By the way, have you noticed? So this is something that, because I do a lot of graphic design stuff, that bugs me. So on his hat, he has 45 and 47.
Yes.
But he puts a dash instead of a slash.
Which implies that he
was through that entire
time. In a weird way, I think intentional.
Oh, yeah. No, no. I guarantee he's petty like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's saying he's also 46.
Yeah, but as we talked about in the last episode,
he would be just 45 all the way through.
He would just be 45.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, he's not that smart.
Yeah. Right. I disagree. He tells me he's the smartest. He passed that cognitive test, man, with flying colors.
Yeah. And he's apparently negotiated 50 different peace deals in the last week.
Yeah, he clearly has dementia, and they just allow it. Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you a question. We may have talked about this way back in the day. This cognitive test that he's taken, is that something we can find online? Is it truly as simple? Like, because everybody goes, oh, great, great. He picked out an elephant or a lion.
Yeah.
Is it really that simple, or is there any difficulty to it?
I think it could be difficult in the sense that you say, I'm gonna read this list of things. And then 10 minutes later, I'm going to ask you to repeat that list back to me in the order I read it to you.
I don't think I could do that.
Remember the Doug Benson documentary?
Yes.
Super High Me, where he did that test before he started.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And then he did it again, like when he had been high for a month.
Right.
Just to see if it was any different. And it's like the kind of thing where they're just like boat, cucumber, tractor, shark. And then like, you know, you have to repeat it back after some time has passed to see how much you can remember. I think it's stuff like that. Like, it's not testing intelligence. It's just testing your brain's functionality.
Right.
So, but they've never revealed the actual test, so we wouldn't be able
to. But again, he should not be bragging about it.
No,
first of all, he's a grown man.
It's like bragging about like, oh yeah, I went to the doctor and hit my knee with that mallet. Man, my leg just shot right out.
Tell you what,
congratulations.
my leg shot out faster than anybody else has ever shot out in the world. The doctor said it's the best reflex he's ever seen.
I put a hole in the wall. My shoe flew. It's crazy.
Jesus, again, I'll take a belt sander. First of all, it would take me 5 minutes to get that makeup off.
Yeah,
before I reach
the makeup
skin.
Would prevent the belt sander from doing any actual damage. Yeah.
Agreed. All right, listen, Elliot, get the taste test music ready. Matt, this is not a Galaxy snack. You brought this snack.
This is another Elise Belknap provided snack. I don't know if this is from Discount Warehouse or whatever the hell that place is called.
Grocery Outlet Bargain Market.
Thank you. Grocery Outlet Bargain Market. You know, where you go in and like...
Stop. What's it called?
Grocery Outlet Bargain Market.
Oh, bargain. Can I I'm going to pass any test, apparently. I thought you said, and that's why I said stop, I thought you said... Jesus Christ, what are the first two words?
Grocery outlet.
I thought you said grocery outlet, bark and market. And I was like, is this some place you can bring your dog to shop? Like, what the shit?
Are these dog biscuits?
What is this toilet job?
It's actually grocery outlet, Barkin Market. It's Ellen Barkin is the proprietor.
I got news for you, buddy. I would be there every day. Yeah. If there's a chance she's bagging my produce.
Well, she's not bagging, but she's the manager.
She gets hands-on.
If it's busy, she might step in.
If it's Ellen Barkin, I know she's hands-on.
People need to take a break.
That's true.
To step in with the music on break.
This guy's got it's a...
There's nothing but Sea of Love playing on the music.
Barkin's bagging.
What's that?
Barkin's bagging.
You think Barkin's bagging?
Barkin's bagging. She's giving out quarters, and she's bagging.
Is there a laundromat next door?
Right. Look, you got to get your quarters somewhere. Go to the Barkin Mart.
Is somebody playing Space Invaders in the back?
Oh, yeah.
What other excuses can I have for a quarter in 2025? All right. So this is at the this is the Barkin shop.
Maybe or maybe not. I don't know where she got them. She just saw them on a shelf and knowing that it's another Chips Ahoy product. So like last thing she got was the Red Velvet Chips Ahoy, mm-hmm. which is over there by Oliver.
Which again was I liked the taste, but it was too dry.
Yeah. Thumbs down. So I'm going into this. The same, a little more guarded, because I thought I was going to like the chips. I historically enjoy Chips Ahoy,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not sure about them.
Well, these look like, and for those that are just listening, these look like your standard Chips Ahoy. They don't look, they're not colored in any way. There's no hint of it's not orange. You go, maybe it's tangerine or pumpkin. It just looks like a cookie.
That's, and maybe it is, Jimmy, for all we know.
You know what it is.
I do.
All right. Zoe, you don't.
No.
Grab one. And then I'm going to grab one as well. I'll grab one for Oliver. And then hand that, Zoe, if you would, hand that plate to Elliot. And then Elliot will hand that to Garen. Oliver, there's yours.
All right. Okay. So there's going to be music if you want to put the headphones back
on. So just hang loose for a second before we chew.
The music is so people don't have to listen to us chewing.
All right. And then is everybody ready? Everybody have cookie in hand?
Yes.
Hit it.
Someone from Hollywood released a baked good. special edition. So here's our mission. We went to buy them so we could try them. We're tasting cookies.
I'll say it. I like that.
I'm going to say two things. And I'm going to say more after I say those two things.
Okay.
I don't think I like Chips Ahoy. I think I find, because again, I found this to be dry, even though there is a cream in the middle of this cookie that is doing its best to not make it dry. You know, I like a crispy cookie.
These are soft, too.
These are soft.
Yeah.
That said, I find the flavor to be delicious.
It mostly tastes like a classic chocolate chip cookie.
So what do you? So I mean, you know the flavor. So let's go around the horn and we'll start with the lady. Ladies first. Zoe, what flavor you truly don't know?
No, I thought this was going to be Reese's Pieces. Like, that's the one we saw at my house.
Reese's Pieces.
Wait, I didn't see that.
I think you just gave away.
Next week, don't bring that in now, Matt.
I think you have to.
We would know immediately.
That's where we'd see it in there. Elliot, what do you think the flavor is on this? Because
I didn't get to say.
No, that's because you ruined everybody's fun with the Reese's Pieces.
It just tastes like a regular Chips Ahoy, but with like Oreo cream in the middle. So it's like vanilla cookie or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's kind of. I mean, thank you for saying Oreo cream. That's kind of. I was vanilla. It feels like there might be some identifiable thing, but I don't get like cinnamon or anything like that.
I think I'm with Zoe. It just seems like cookie with cream in it. Cookies and cream.
Cookies and maybe.
I barely tasted the cream.
Really?
I agree with that. It makes it 90% tasted like a regular chocolate chip cookie to me.
Do we agree that it's not like the Oreo? It needs a little more cream in there.
I wanted more cream.
Yeah, let's inject some more cream into this thing.
I do. I'm kind of fascinated how like silky and soft the cream is. Like, it's not hard at all.
It's not a hard cream.
Like, Oreos are, they're not hard, but they're not. They don't feel liquidy, like creamy. Mm-hmm. This one feels creamy.
Mm-hmm. And again, you know that because of your lifestyle.
Oh, yeah. I'm all good with cream.
All right, very good.
And the band.
We're mad at him.
And the song by Prince.
Now we're back on board.
Yeah.
Oliver, your thoughts? What flavor do you think it is?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just kind of like a whoopie pie kind of thing.
Right? You're comparing it to a whoopie pie.
Is that not what that is?
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah.
A whoopie pie is just like it's like an Oreo, except that it's a chocolate chip cookie.
Like a big cookie version of an Oreo.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah, yeah.
And Oliver, that was your nickname in high school, right? Big Cookie?
Big Cookie, yeah.
Right? Because they thought you were a clown?
Yeah. And also, I'm going to love the Jersey Shore.
I don't know what that means, but
that's
I like the laugh.
I realize that's
Snooki. Oh, is that
Snooki? Never mind.
Isn't that like a game? Like, Big Cookie, Big Cookie.
Okay. I've never heard of that.
What is this game? Is this something you and your mom played on the tour?
With our laboo-boos. No, it's like, actually, I have no idea, but it's like a theater like warm up game. I think you're like big cookies.
So when we do improv,
you claim you're from the theater.
Yeah, and when we do improv, we do something called big booty.
Oh,
big booty, big
maybe
booty,
this is
big
the PG
booty.
One.
This is the kids' version. Yeah.
And then what do you do? What's the premise? You just
big booty number one, number seven, number seven, number three. And if you don't say when they call your number, then everybody goes big booty, and then you start over.
Well, yeah, clean that up.
It's awesome.
That sounds great. Can we do it here?
No.
Garen, the voice of the listener.
Yeah, I'm not excited about it.
You do not need to do that.
I've done enough improv. I don't need the warm-up games, honestly. But
I've been working with you a long time. The warm-up couldn't be bad.
Not those games.
Why not? Why not try it?
You know what? Roll the dice on it.
See what happens one day if you warm up first.
You know what? That's not a bad call. We start at 10:15. Get here at 10. Do your warm-ups.
Sure.
What if you did?
I'll do
by the way, if you did that, you'd be fired that day.
Hey, guys, let's do zip, zap, zop.
Yeah.
Big booty, big booty. I take my job seriously. I do my warm-ups. Oh, good God. I would take the camera by camera and put it in
red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather.
Bubble wrap it up and you're done. All right, Matt Belknap, please reveal the flavor of the cookie that we just... Well, I'll say it. I enjoyed it.
I did too. This is going to be a little disappointing for you guys. I don't remember the name of it.
What?
But
the bag's out there, right?
I can tell. It's in the kitchen. I can tell you what it says is, it's basically the idea was, it says ice cream sandwich inspired.
Oh.
So it's like, you know, like how you get those things from the ice cream truck where it's like two chocolate chip cookies with vanilla ice cream in the middle.
Oh, okay.
I know what that is.
I'm just making sure everybody knows.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Yeah. You get two cookies and you put ice cream in the middle.
No.
It's ice cream.
I think you're going to have to buy her one, Matt.
To me, an ice cream sandwich is the rectangular one with the
chocolate
soft top and bottom.
Well, those are the ones I would get from an ice cream truck.
Yeah.
And those are a 10 out of 10 delicious.
Amazing.
if you go to an ice cream parlor, they will give you the two cookies with the ice cream in the middle,
which is also
which
amazing.
Is also amazing.
Yeah. You can't lose either way. So this is supposed to evoke that. It's the cream in the middle is supposed to evoke a vanilla ice cream.
I am not going to argue with that. Had I known that going in, I would go, yes, it did its job.
Yeah.
But so when you
hey, Garrett, throw me another one.
When you get that kind of an
now
ice
that I know
cream
the
cookie
throw it?
Situation, yeah. Is the cookies, like the chocolate rectangular one, that ends up being soft.
It's like a hand of
yeah.
But when you get the fresh one that's a chocolate chip cookie, that's a crispy cookie.
It depends on the place, but usually it's hard because it's been in a deep freezer for an hour.
We went to a place the other day where they give you two fresh cookies.
That's the way it should be.
In the middle of it, and it was messy but delicious.
Oh, so Van Llewellyn. It was really, really good.
Oh, there's one by the Erewhon. Yeah, we walked by.
Okay.
Jeez, well, tell your mom so she can get her wallet ready so you can have a dessert, Zoe.
That's the thing I wanted to say, just not to backtrack, but backtrack a little. The place where the Erewhon is also an outdoor mall with multiple food options. Yep. You could get pizza, you could get sushi, you could get a burger, you could get a lot of great things.
What do they do?
Why go to the overpriced supermarket?
I'm with your father on this, and I like to spend money.
Well, we walked to the other coffee shop and checked out the pastries, but Oliver said he wanted an Erewhon croissant.
Okay.
Oh. That's true.
I mean, you watch what you want. I mean, what do you do?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I was kind of, it was the kind of thing where it was like, I don't know, nothing's really looking good. But then we went to the Erewhon, and it was like, I don't know, I've never really been there. I was like, I should give it a go, just so I can say.
What do you mean you've never really been there? We've been there three times in the last 2 weeks.
Well, I mean, that's true, but I...
we got the carrot cake, we got the delicious cheesecake.
I've gotten the cheesecake every time.
And then, remember they tried to talk us into being members? You want to be a member? You get to save 8% or some horseshit.
You get to pay a fee?
You get free smoothies.
Do you really?
Ayo.
Yeah.
Like once a week
or
something?
Once a month.
I didn't even say they were talking us into being a member. They were more shaming us for not being one.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what it was.
Yeah.
That's weird. I went into an Erewhon once and they asked me to leave.
Garen, I got to be honest. That makes sense.
I was going to say, the last time I went, my order meant I got a free gummy. I got an anti-bloat gummy with my order. Didn't try it. It was Kendall Jenner or something.
Oh.
But that's kind of the vibe. It's anti-bloat. There was sea moss. There was $40 sea moss you could buy. It was Venus vibes. That was the
Everything you're saying makes me want to hit that place with a nuclear missile.
You want to obliterate it.
Yeah. I will take out the uranium. But I don't care.
Don't blame the pilots, Matt. The pilots have done their job.
I don't like supporting a place that's actively partnering with influencers who,
I know,
to me, have no purpose in society. Then also the price, the fact that it's trying so hard to sound healthy when it's just nonsense. There's no science behind eating tree moss. What are we doing?
There's lion's mane mushroom in my drink. That's science.
I don't know what that. So is an actual lion, there's hair of a lion?
No, it's lion's mane mushroom.
It elevates your mood, mental clarity,
That's all one thing?
Yes. Lion's mane mushroom. That is an actual thing that does have some herbal medicinal.
Whose job is it to get the lion's hair?
We're talking
No wonder it's so expensive.
That would explain it.
Boil, toil, and trouble all of a sudden. We're standing around a cauldron. Hey,
where's the wardrobe, right, guys?
I just wonder.
Lion, the witch, and the wardrobe.
I just wonder what happened, because Erewhon.
I was intentionally being the guy not getting it, for those that didn't understand that.
Erewhon used to be two stores that were expensive here in Los Angeles. Yeah. And then when did it become a chain?
In the last 5 years it became a chain.
It's gotten,
but it was two stores 35 years ago.
And almost a cult, right?
Kind of, yes. Yeah. It was a health food store. What wasn't the one by the Grove, right?
Yes.
Right across from the post office.
Yeah, on that corner. Yeah, that was the one I always remembered avoiding studiously.
Well, because the joke is it's almost nowhere backwards.
But it's not, though.
Yeah. Yeah, and that pissed me off for various reasons.
Here's a fun fact. Former friend of the show, current whack job, Jimmy Dore, used to live in the building that Erewhon was in.
Okay.
So he would live there, and he would go, yeah, why don't you come over? And then we'll go down to Erewhon and get some lunch. And it's like, I'm a working actor comic with no money. Why would I spend $35 on a hot dog and a drink?
Yeah.
And this is in 2003 or something.
It was, when I moved, 95.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so
so, but it would be that. It would be like, yeah, they have a hot dog, but it's $18.
It's like
yeah.
10 times
I'll go
much.
Over there for get it for, I'll go to 7-Eleven and get it for $1.
Mm-hmm. That's
what are we
south
doing
of-
here, Nicholas? What'd you say, Oliver?
I said the seventh south of that drink is just you turn into Jimmy Dore.
That's the final evolution. Yeah,
that's the bridge.
Does the money come along with it? I'll buy a compound.
Do you guys want to know how much the membership costs?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm gonna try this.
The cafe membership. Mm-hmm. That save on your coffee or cafe and tonic bar, $10 a month,
$10
or $100 a year, and then the membership plus.
But that's all I'm doing, Garrett. I didn't listen to a word of that. I'm busy doing Jimmy's magic cups over here. Go ahead, Garrett. I was not paying attention because I'm a dick.
It's $10 a month for the cafe, and then double that, $20 a month or $200 a year for the membership plus.
Okay, so what
tailored to the full Air One shopper.
But what do I get for my membership plus? If I'm giving them $200, what do I get back that makes that worth my time?
So
and more
like
importantly, my money.
That free smoothie.
You save 10%.
Okay, I save 10%.
You get a member drink, which I'm guessing is that free smoothie.
Yeah.
It looks like
which,
it's
by
a
the
very
way,
small
that,
one.
Now the thing just paid for itself because we just found out it's a $20 smoothie.
Yeah.
But I don't want a $20 smoothie.
I know.
So well, there's
more.
Also like a $40 box of fruit.
I'm back
or
in.
Like
what?
A jar of tomatoes. That's like $30.
What do you think a jar of tomatoes should go for?
Like $5?
Yeah.
I don't.
That's what
well, there were like radishes, like they just like normal stuff, but like exorbitantly expensive for
yeah,
no reason.
That place sucks.
I suddenly, just you saying that made me want to see J.D. Vance shopping at Erewhon. Just like trying to do his donut routine. Right? I don't know, $30 sauce, whatever makes sense.
Yeah.
Matt, what did you think of the EUB?
I actually have to admit, it's delicious.
All right, and this, give me the very good, it's mango passion fruit?
Yes.
All right,
and those are two flavors I love.
And it has un-acetyl L-tyrosine, so.
What?
And L-theanine.
Caffeine.
I thought you were speaking Spanish for a second.
Oh, I'm using Babbel.
Yeah.
What were you saying? I can play along.
El Teotín.
That was my Matador name, you know that. I may have liked this if it was colder. I'm going to say
it's,
that.
It's suffering from being room temp.
Here's
and
the
we
other
got
problem
this at like
for
10:30.
Me. Is it's on the heels
it's fighting the,
of a yeah. delicious, overly flavored monster drink.
So, and a cookie.
And a cookie. So this is tasting rather bland.
It's a more subtle. It's also there's no color to it. There's no artificial colors or flavors. I assume.
Done with that.
But yeah, it's a clear liquid.
It is a clear liquid. Hey, speaking of clear liquids, Elliot passed a kidney stone today.
Yeah, fun.
5 millimeters.
Yeah, this is.
Wow, do you know how big that is, Oliver? 5 millimeters.
I
no, imagine that coming out. It's gonna hurt.
I mean, you know, you can picture an 8 millimeter bullet, obviously, because of all your time at the range. So just take 3 off that, and that's what you're looking at.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
That sounds very painful.
It wasn't as bad as it could have been.
Well, it sounds like if it happened to Matt, myself, or Garen, who do not have experience of passing a kidney stone every 60 days like you do, I think no it would be we would be talking about it.
Yeah,
at length about how horrible it is.
We wouldn't be talking about it because we wouldn't have come in today.
Yeah, there you
we
go.
Would not have come in today. That's
would
true.
Would a good analogy be, or comparison, I guess, pushing that microphone through a garden hose? Would that be about what Elliot experienced?
That's not far off. That's not far off. Yeah. But
Jesus.
But imagine. It's,
I think that's what Elliot said earlier.
Yeah.
I don't think he did. I think he just went, hey, oh, that
no
happened.
Big deal.
Irma!
Look what I did.
Irma, wake up.
Did you call? Did you have her look at it?
No, not yet. She was sleeping.
You'll show it to her, though, right?
Story? Why not?
How do you not?
It's on the mantle.
I can't believe you didn't bring it in here, quite frankly.
I actually considered it, and I thought, no, Jimmy won't be mad at me.
Why don't you do a Billy Bob Thornton and put a necklace chain on it and wear it on your neck?
That's a good idea. I could put a little bottle.
Well, you give it to Irma, and she would wear it.
She would wear it. You're right.
Yeah, yeah.
You're right. I said that.
A calcium piece of me. It.
Yeah.
So close.
It's me. You know I love you, honey. There's proof of it.
It's over my heart.
Good for you. This coagulate. I can't say the word. God damn it.
Coagulated?
Coagulated for you. This coagulated for you.
Yeah.
But you're taking, just so that we know, you're taking Kidney Cop.
Yep.
But you're... But
I,
so,
have, I have
so
a high level of calcium in my effluent.
But let's say this. Ugh. The Kidney Cop may have made that easier for you to pass.
Oh, I'm sure
it may have been. It may have been horrible had you not been taking
that's
that.
That's probably true. It's probably true.
So I recommend, and my urologist also said... there's no downside to taking Kidney Cop.
No, nope, doesn't seem like
if you're a man or a lady of a certain age, mm-hmm. Dealing with this issue. It's mostly men, I guess, with mm-hmm. kidney stones.
Yeah. That does seem to be
true. I wonder what the percentage, Garen, look that up, what the percentage is, men versus women on kidney stones. If I had to take a guess, I'm going to go 70-30.
Interesting.
One of my sisters had one, I think. So it definitely just it does happen.
That would be part of that 30.
Yeah, it's not.
Well, I think part.
It's just you never hear about it.
So there's two.
They keep it quiet, like a man who won't shut the fuck up about it.
There's two parts to it. There's the stone in the kidney, which is that's where the large amount of pain is when it's kind of working its way. When you have the pain, it's working its way out of your kidney.
I thought the pain was where it gets stuck in your.
Well, that's
urethra.
So
why am I choosing to say every word I can't say today?
I've had both. The working it out of the kidney is far more painful.
Is that right?
Than the other. The other part is also extremely unpleasant and sometimes more painful. But for me anyway, the passing once it gets out of the kidney was not nearly as bad. And I could tell because of where the pain was.
Right.
And also, it's worth noting that the plumbing for men and women are a little bit different. We got a lot more plumb to plumb through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love that Zoe thought she was coming here today to play a game. Instead, we're talking Dick Rocks.
You know what? That's my favorite Flintstone character.
Dick Rocks.
So why wouldn't we?
Richard Rocks.
I wish they used him more.
Me too. Thank you, Garen.
Man.
Instead, I had to get the great gazoo. I had to get a Martian for some reason.
Studies show that men are more likely to develop kidney stones than women with a nearly double prevalence rate.
Oh, it's 2 to 1.
60-30.
Yeah.
What is it?
Men might. It does. I don't have the actual numbers.
I need the actual.
There's a science-y article that I could read, but I can't even make heads or tails out of it. It's too smart.
I'm saying I'm doing a good job at words today. Pass it over to me, and I'll let me mangle that text for you. Disaster. All right, we've got some more time.
Sure.
So let's play a game.
Yeah. Okay.
We brought the children here. The tiny, tiny children. You brought moniker Z with you.
Yeah.
Oliver
and then
saw
it. Turns out we also had it in the office. I didn't realize that.
Why do we have it here?
I don't know. Someone must have sent it to us.
But you brought this from home. This one's already open. The other one is not open.
Right.
So I will use this one. Also, at any moment, we could be on UPS watch where the perks for this year may arrive while we're recording this.
Right.
Is Ryan in there?
No.
Because sometimes I go to the back.
That's true.
He's not here today.
Oliver, do me a favor. Go run in the hallway and see if there's any UPS boxes between here or back at Orion's door.
Don't be confused by the thousands of boxes of hats and CDs back there.
Here's some John Roy.
Yeah.
I almost said Joe Coy, and I knew that was wrong, but then John Roy sounded wrong.
Oh, those would have sold.
poor John Roy just gets hurt.
I don't know. I didn't mean it to hurt him. I just meant, I don't like Joe Coy, but it's true that if we had made a record with him, it would have sold.
Of course. Anything?
I don't believe so.
Nothing at all. You got your jacket on, though, in case it gets chilly in here at any given point? You know, it's 4,000 degrees in here.
Yeah.
79 degrees.
It's 79 outside, too.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's what my watch tells me.
What?
My watch has the temperature.
Hey, look what time it is.
2!
Straight up. Straight up, Joey.
Yeah, I like that.
Let you know. Oh, 2:01. Just changed.
Bruh.
Straight up. Now tell me.
All right. Playing monikers. In the past when we played, this is a clue card.
I don't think we need those.
All right. Here's your how to play. I'm going to go right from the middle of the deck.
Wait, I've never played this before.
Neither have I. I don't.
Okay.
All right. I don't know what this is. Oliver, you've played it.
I have played it.
Why don't you walk us through it? Do you have to deal cards? You don't have headphones on, so you can move about the room.
But if he's moving about the room, we can't hear him.
But I'm weighed down by this heavy jacket. So basically, it's celebrity. So round one, you can say anything. Round two, you can only say one word. And then round three, you can act it out. I don't know if we're going
to
do that.
We may not even get to round three because of the time restraints.
All right. So it's just like some celebrities, some random people, like some sort of like things. Like I doubt it'll be here, but like I believe like the super ego, like the idea of the super ego is one of the cards.
The psychological concept.
Yeah, the psychological concept.
I don't want that card.
I believe also every card also has a description of the thing. So
to help
if you're
you.
Really lost, you can just read off the card. Uh-huh. But it's obviously more fun if you don't.
Now, for those at home that are just listening to this, cards that have not been touched, Oliver's chosen to shuffle those mix them up so that nobody gets the same card that they got the last time.
Because he's a hustler, we could tell.
You know what? Yeah. What if he's got a moniker up his sleeve?
Yeah. This is the mechanic grip on Mark.
I don't know what that means. You have your jokes with your friends.
What if we opened that and it was Justin Willman's cards?
Oh, that would have been great.
Oliver, what you don't know, Justin Willman, the comedian magician, yeah. When he was here Monday, he texted me and said, hey, I think I left my deck of cards behind. Can my assistant run by to grab them? And they're not here. So, which led Matt to believe, and we all agree, it's some long con.
He's setting up a trick.
He's setting the trick up.
Really, it's going to pay off in 3 years when he comes back.
Yeah.
We're gonna be so like, what the hell?
Something's up.
Oh, he's going to cut. Cool. He's going to cut the fabric of the chair open and pull out the deck of cards.
You remember that?
What?
And quite frankly, it'll be mesmerizing.
Yeah,
sure.
We got to watch his special. We got to watch his special. We got to watch Matt Knutson's special.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And then I see movement. Garrett, I see movement.
Oh, this is exciting.
Oh, it's happening. It's happening.
We have one.
It's exciting, sir. Is it from Pixel Prince?
Yes, it is.
Nice.
Oh, this is exciting. You can't believe how perfect your timing is.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Go Brown.
Idiot. Now he thinks we're laughing at him. But
Oliver, go apologize to him. Seriously. Go tell him we were not laughing at him. I mean that sincerely. It'll bother me for the rest of my life if you don't. Tell him that we were laughing at me being an idiot and not at his expense.
I can't believe you're making him do it, though.
I got headphones on. Can't get out there. Plus, you know me. It'll come off insincere. He's very sincere.
That's true.
Oh, man. First of all, this is heavy.
Okay, that means that maybe that's...
Oh, look at this! Okay, this is exciting. Zoe, you're here on a big day.
Yay!
These are the perks for this season.
It's the first time we've seen them in person.
And it's the first time we've seen them. Chad mailed it. Oliver, how'd that go?
Good.
Did he understand?
Of course. And you know me, I'm the master of apologizing. I kept him there 30 more minutes than wanted to be. I'm just like, I'm so sorry, sir. He said he's going to listen to the show now.
Oh,
I'm not kidding. He's
you got us a fan.
Yeah.
You told us it's called How to Survive, right?
It's not jumping.
I don't want to use the blade.
Yeah, you don't want to cut the bag.
Cut the bag.
All right, Oliver, this is exciting. I told Zoe, you guys are on a big day. We're seeing our perks for the first time.
Oh, whoa.
So this is, okay, here we go. There is the, that's a nice size.
Gorgeous.
Look at that.
Oh, that is good.
Oh, that's cool.
Look at that.
That's great.
That's nice and big.
Oh, we did this sight unseen.
Yeah. Yeah.
We trusted Chad to do.
Yeah.
This has a nice gusset.
Look at the gusset on that fucking
Look at the
thing.
Gusset on that.
It's got to be at least three inches.
Gusset.
This is, I'm not shitting you. You can bring this to a farmer's market. You can bring this to Target.
That could be a beach bag. That's how generous it is.
And look how great, the logo looks beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
This is great.
Well, a lot of good reinforcement.
What's that?
Extra pocket there.
It's got a little pocket. You can put your keys in there. I don't know if I would trust my keys in there, to be honest with you, Garen. There's no snap or Velcro.
Yeah.
I'm doing a very poor impression of Todd Glass doing an impression of a Home Shopping Network person.
By the way, we are hard selling this thing that is no longer, by the time people hear this episode, they will not be able to get it.
But you know what? They're going to be excited to get it.
The people who already are in are going to be very excited.
Garrett!
Whee!
Give that to Elliot. Oliver! Give that to Garrett. Zoe!
Floor.
Thank you. Give that to your dad.
Thank
and
you.
I will take this one. Here, Oliver, put that with our stuff. All right. And then, look what else is here.
Oh, goodness. I'm a little nervous.
The yearbooks have arrived, Zoe.
Yay!
Okay.
I like the enthusiasm.
I just use the blade. That's just a standard box.
It might be a 4-inch gusset. Can I get one of those rulers? I need to measure this gusset.
You're in the middle
of something, I guess.
I can. It's okay.
No, we don't want you to leave.
We'll get to it later. Interesting.
Okay. I'm having a very tight... I don't want to ruin anything.
Made in the USA. Printed in the United States.
What is?
These books.
Oh, the yearbook is?
Yes, they are.
This isn't like the Trump phone?
No, it is not.
You're getting one, though, right?
A Trump phone?
Yeah.
I mean, sure, why not?
What about trombone?
I'm getting 76 of those.
That a boy. Hey, this looks beautiful.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Take a look at that. Zoe, take a look at that. Find yourself. Zoe, you're in there.
Yeah, that's
I'm
true.
In there.
That's
true.
You are in here. Let's see if I can remember where.
Here, pass those around. Here, grab one for yourself, Oliver. And then we got to get back to monitors. We now have 9 minutes for monitors.
Wow.
That's a nice cover.
That looks
hey,
great.
The cover, I like the texture of the cover.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the same texture as we did last year.
Oh, it is?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I never saw last year's.
This is really cool.
I got one of them right here.
I'm kidding.
I'm not.
Wait, I don't remember where the picture of Oliver and Zoe is.
They would be wherever their season episode is.
Oh, okay. I don't remember when that was also.
Yeah.
Is that towards the end of season 35?
You'd think I would have memorized that, but I did not.
Yeah.
Anyway, Elliot, you once again did a great job.
Thank you, sir.
This looks terrific.
It really looks cool.
Oh, there's a whole there's a Parcastathon thing right in the 35. Middle where Garen has hair that I've never seen him have again before or since.
Wait, where is that?
Right in the middle. There's like a little supplement right in the middle.
Yeah. Go right to the centerfold.
Oh, there's me. There's me with a picture shaking hands with David Foster. That's a surprise.
It was exciting.
There's Matt Donaher. There's me. Oh, there's Oliver. Oh, there's a few years with Oliver. Oliver, you got your own little segment in here.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
This is great.
I don't see me. I see Jodie Foster. Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah. I'm just a heads up, Garen. There is a picture of Elliot and Irma in the back, and I know you hate her.
I won't get that far. I'll stop.
I do not see the photo of Zoe and...
It's on page 35.
Thank you.
They're all page 35. Bottom of every page says 35.
Oh, no, that's season 35. Sorry.
Okay, you look
page
in the
47.
Middle.
47. Sorry, I was wrong. I was looking at the season.
There's page numbers?
Yeah, in the middle.
Oh, they're in the middle.
Page 47.
Oh, there they are. There's Zoe Belknap and Oliver Pardo. Bonus episode, December 2024.
Yep.
Good for you guys. You're on the same page as the very handsome Mike Siegel.
Yeah.
So use that to your advantage. Anyway, great.
It's got all the signatures from everybody from when they were here. There's some...
got Oliver's trivia questions from both seasons on the back there.
So we decided that last year's was more end of 70s into 80s. This one is end of 80s into 90s.
Great. Yeah. Love it. Looks great.
Yeah. Looks so much. Great. I had a lot of fun putting this together. I hope you all enjoy it.
Well, I enjoyed what I just looked at it, and I may never look at it again, but I come away from it...
It served its purpose.
Feeling good.
Yeah.
Feeling right? It's Saturday night. The hotel detective, he's out of sight.
Very excited.
Those are lyrics, Zoe, from a song called We're an American Band by Grand Funk Railroad. Google it.
Check that one out.
It is the summer hit.
Song of the summer.
Oh, yeah. So, wait. Do you guys have a song of the summer?
Who are you talking to?
Is it SOS again?
I don't like anything current, so you can't ask me.
Yeah, but if you're going by Zoe's rules, it could be an old song.
All right, then I'll go with Splish Splash by Bobby Dylan.
Okay.
It sounds like it's yours is that Jack White tune.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be Archbishop Harold Holmes.
I can't wait to hear this. I'm a fan.
I actually really like it.
I liked his last album. I love the White Stripes. I've been a little bit hot and cold on his solo stuff since the White Stripes, but the most recent, before this one, which I didn't know existed, the last one was very good.
I haven't listened to any. Is it really good?
Yeah, it's good.
I should give it a listen.
And you should, if you haven't listened to the White Stripes, you're in for a treat.
Oh, you know, I like the White Stripes.
Yeah. They're great.
I should listen to more of them, though. I only know, like, the big stuff.
Seven Nation Army.
Yeah, Seven Nation Army.
Even I like that song, and I don't like them.
That was in our YouTube video yesterday.
How'd it go?
What was the premise of that video?
Songs that get white people turned. We watched a 15-minute YouTube video of songs that get white people turned.
All right, again, I'm an old man. What does that mean?
It just means white people can't help dancing and going crazy when they hear it.
Give me some other examples besides the White Stripes tune.
Some of them were way
Mr. Brightside.
Yeah,
by the Killers.
That's a great example.
Yeah. Is that number one? That might be number one.
Yeah, that gets that.
They didn't
the
rank them,
movement.
But I would have put that near the top if not.
What about that Split Splash? I hear that's the song of the summer. I hear a lot of people are talking about that one.
Yeah,
guys, taking a bath.
It was 15 minutes, and I can only think of the two that I thought were completely out of place.
Cotton Eye Joe.
Oh, yeah.
That gets the white trash moving.
A certain type of white person will go get turned for that.
Yeah, you're Billy.
But Macarena was one of them. I was like,
no, that gets you going. Yeah. It gets you.
I guess at a wedding. Yeah, you're right.
Not even at a wedding. You hear that song if you're in Erewhon and that comes on?
I fucking hate it. I can't stand it. I change the channel. I leave Erewhon.
You are not appreciating the Macarena. That's like we built this city. It sucks, but you love it.
I agree with you about We Built the City. I do not agree about it.
What's the other one? We Built the City. There's one with Kokomo.
Kokomo, yeah. Kokomo.
Also a shit song, but when it comes on, you can't help but like it.
That other Starship song, too, I think.
Which one? Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now?
Yeah. Yep.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's from Mannequin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that song sucks, Twins. But same deal.
I love that song.
I know.
Yeah.
I told you guys before, your grandfather, Zoe, my dad, he went to see that movie just to hear the song. And he was very disappointed that it was only over the end credits. He thought it was going to be wall to wall, I guess. I don't know.
That's how movies work.
Yeah, just watch the music video. We went to see Days of Thunder on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
And that has a song by Chicago in it called Hearts in Trouble, which is a great song. And it's on the jukebox in a bar scene, and you barely hear it. And then the closing credit song is unlistenable. It's I don't even know who it is, but it's horrible.
It's terrible.
The movie itself, though, was awful but wonderful.
I remember being disappointed by it when it came out. Like I was like, here we go, big action movie from the makers of Top Gun. And I just remember being like, this doesn't hit the way that one does.
My wife's review liked it more than Top Gun.
Wow.
Whereas I did not.
Yeah.
Here's the thing with this movie. And this is not a spoiler on a movie that came in out in 1992.
90.
There's a final race. And not unlike other movies of this ilk, will the hero of the movie win or will he lose the race? It's so clear he's going to win, you don't care.
Yeah.
It's so when he crosses the finish line, he's like, yeah, of course he won. Right. That's what we've been building up to.
I'm willing to grant the fans of auto racing that it could be exciting in person or even to follow it if you're a fan of the sport. I don't think it's inherently exciting. We'll find out with F1. Maybe F1's going to be great.
Maybe F1's, yeah.
I feel like I don't think it translates to movies for some reason, to me.
Did like that Ferrari versus Ford or whatever that Ford versus Ferrari.
Oh, okay, yeah, I like that. But I think it was like, I liked the character stuff. Like, I didn't care. The actual racing scenes were not that interesting to me.
Oliver, what was the scene in the hospital where they were telling, do both parts. Do the doctor and then do the response to the doctor. This is the doctor telling everybody what the results of a brain scan were.
All right, yeah.
A CAT scan.
Yeah, Tom Cruise and Michael Rooker get into an accident. And then the doctor goes, there's no signs of intracranial damage. And some lawyer character we've never seen before goes, whoa, slow down, doc, in English, please.
And I'm not kidding. A theater full of people burst out laughing. Because it's like, in English, it couldn't have been more clear.
It could have been more simple.
Yeah. It's intracranial, you know, like your head.
Yeah, like your brain.
And there's no evidence of damage. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, slow down.
What the shit now?
And this guy's a lawyer?
Yeah.
So like an educated person.
Yeah, he's like a smart guy.
Right, yes.
That's weird.
Yeah, he's in a suit in the hospital.
It wasn't the dumb mechanic.
No, yeah. This was like their manager, their lawyer or something.
Right. Wait, is John C. Reilly in that movie?
Yes.
To which made me wonder, was that his first film?
It could have been.
Because it's 1990.
But here's what's weirder. He's in Days of Thunder, and then he's in the parody of Days of Thunder, which was
Talladega
Nights.
And this is even crazier. He is Archbishop Harold Holmes.
It comes full circle with Jack White.
Yeah.
He actually is, though. He is in the music video.
Oh.
He plays Archbishop Harold Holmes.
Oh, I thought you were kidding.
Oh, I thought you were doing a bit.
No, isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Wow, that is crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
What's even crazier is that we've run out of time when we don't get to play Moniker.
Oliver, give Zoe one clue so that we at least hang up the phone.
Yes.
On that we play. I introduce monikers. We will do one moniker card. Zoe is guessing what Oliver is saying.
And that will allow me to title this episode Monikers.
Okay. This is the guy.
Here's the deal. You know what happened? Knutson wouldn't leave.
But this is a bonus episode. We're already over time for a bonus.
Knutson wouldn't leave.
He's a friendly guy.
I love him. I love his positive energy. I love everything about him. I truly was getting ASMR from him talking.
Yeah.
Pack it up. The kids are here. They're all hyped up on Coke. We got to do this game before they lose the energy. Before they crash.
Are you guys crashing at all from the drink?
I'm okay.
Are you guys going
to have your seven heads come back to one?
No, I think it's more. I think it just
expands even further. Yeah. Oh, geez.
Oliver, are you crashing? Are you going to sleep over at Pete Holmes' house? That's a fun joke. Go right ahead. All right. So what's the premise here?
He's going to try to get her to say this name.
I'm going to try to get you to say this name.
All right. You don't get to look at him. Pick the
No, pick one I know.
Yeah.
All right. Pick one she knows, she says.
I don't think I would get the super ego.
All right. So here's the beauty. It's three rounds. He's only going to do one card. The first card, you describe it. The second card, one word. See if she still gets it. The third one, you act out. Let's see if she still gets it.
All right. This is the guy on Sesame Street who's in a can.
Oh, Oscar the Grouch.
All right.
Now I win.
Now give it to her one word.
Can.
Oscar the Grouch?
Doing great. All right, amazing. Final. Third round.
Act it out.
pass.
She's really struggling.
I'm a pass. I don't know. Oh, this is hard.
Geez, so
wait,
close.
Wait. Oscar the Grouch.
Oh, I did it!
Yeah. Unbelievable. Just like the end of Days of Thunder. No one saw that win coming.
Hops in trouble. There's the struggle song. Zoe. You are welcome here anytime.
Thank you.
I think it's ridiculous that you've only been here twice.
Oh, she wanted to know, maybe you talked to Oliver about this off the air, but she wanted to know if she could put this on her college application. I don't know how you would do that or what it would mean, but...
She should talk to Oliver about that. Yeah. I do think that, yes, there is a spot, that, like things that you've done.
Any podcasts? Yes.
I think it shows that you are a performer and that you're interested in the arts, and I think that that is something that you would should include.
There's an award section. Can you, like, give me an award for like, best
you
guest?
You just won Monica Rogers.
Oh, and we won last time, too, the game that we played. The
So, like, reigning podcast champion?
Game, sure.
Well, best guest ever?
No. No.
There's too many people who'd have their feelings hurt.
I mean, Zoe, come on, man. You have to know that's not you.
Guess I'm not coming back then.
Also, if I may, Zoe, he's in the room.
Oh, jeez.
I can't say it's you right in front of him.
You're really stoking the flames of this rivalry.
I've also never been on it by myself, so I guess I couldn't.
You are welcome anytime.
Do you think you're ready now? You're like, now that you've done it twice, you feel like you have the confidence to come in?
I mean, sure, but does anyone care?
Yeah, the fans were very supportive and positive after your first appearance. So.
100%.
Then maybe I will.
Don't do us any favors.
I'll find time. I'll check my schedule.
Very generous of you.
Oh, God.
In between your $20 milkshakes, you see you squeeze us in.
It's a skin smoothie.
No, milkshake made it work. Zoe, don't ruin it.
Detox.
Don't bell nap a joke.
So there was no dairy in that thing? I mean, I stole a smoothie, but...
Yeah. Well, no, there's cream or something.
I'm not the one that has to leave at 2:50.
Yeah, I know.
Coconut cream.
Coconut.
I want to point out that I know it's been 30 years since Pulp Fiction came out, but when Pulp Fiction came out, there's a scene at Jackrabbit Slim's, the hipster retro diner, where they see on the menu there's a $5 milkshake. And they're like, holy, I can't believe there's a $5. I got to try this $5 milkshake. What does a $5 milkshake taste like? It must be incredible. That's a bargain. Like, if you saw a $5 milkshake now, you'd be like, oh, my God, I can't believe how cheap this is.
There would be a line wrapped around the block yeah. for a $5 milkshake.
It's kind of Subway on that.
$5 milkshake.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah. A Subway.
Just one location.
Just one location. I feel like I got punched in the face. I don't know what just happened. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for subscribing. Zoe, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You are welcome anytime without the anchor of Oliver Pardo around your neck. That sandbag ruining your appearance. Right? You're coming on your own next time. You don't need the assist from this dillwad.
What the hell?
Oliver, great job today.
Always have a great time.
You're always welcome back here. And don't bring the skirt with you next time. You come in by yourself.
What the hell?
You don't need help from a lady.
This guy's talking on both sides of his mouth. Yeah. I like Trump.
Thanks for being here.
Oh, I always have a great time.
Right? You took the day off work to come here.
I did take the day off work to come here.
Yeah. What did your boss say?
Emergency.
What did your boss say when you said you got to take the day off because you got to do a podcast?
I think his eyes shot out of his face and he was about to fire me.
Really?
No. Yeah. Then he said, "Nah, we don't have anybody else working here. I guess we'll keep you around."
I can't get a read on this guy. He sounds like an angry person, but also he's very supportive of you at the same time.
He's very supportive. He's a very, very nice guy. But he one time asked me if I could come into work. Like, are you coming to work the next day? And I said, no. And he was, like, about to wring my neck, and I said, we're not open tomorrow. And he said, oh, that's right. And then he went to the back.
That's crazy.
Garen, great job today. You're welcome here anytime. You know that.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. Elliot? All right. Listen, you guys have been great. Come on. That's the end of Days of Thunder again. We all saw that coming.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. If you are getting perks, you know they're getting sent out. Chad is making things happen. So look in your mailbox for what I will say. That I think that bag is in our top five best perks of all time. That bag is
quality bag.
It's quality.
Yep.
And it's in the past we've done quality bags that were too small.
Yep. Not this time.
This ticks
full size
all the boxes.
Bag. Full size bag.
It's a full size bag. I've just been told. On behalf of the pop culture reason, remember that there's Garrett Cockrell going backwards. It's Oliver Pardo. Now I go back around. That's Elliot Hochberg, the Honcho Matt Belknap, and of course the wonderful Zoe Belknap. I'm Jimmy Pardo. We'll see you next time on the podcast. It's sincere. Thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for being part of the Platinum. Enjoy your bonus AK-47. Gone, not forgotten.